Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hand. This is the sense of humor we have. A tear-jerking movie, right?
Oh, yeah.
But my son and I, even in the second grade, all we did for like the next month and a half was bad impressions of the dad in that movie.
Oh.
Because the kid's name was Bobby. And, well, you know, Bobby. you know, Bobby, I think it'd be a great thing if we went to McDonald's and don't bring the dogs, oh, too soon.
Oh, man. Old Yeller. Oakley, Idaho. Little tiny theater there. Sat there. When I was there, I was traumatized.
Yeah.
I don't want a dog anymore, Daddy.
I'm crying. I got something in my eye. What? Tears.
A dog.
I'm allergic to dogs. No, to tear-jerking movies.
Oh, man.
So we got a bunch of things to talk about. Yes, Valerie Bertinelli is the mother of Wolfgang Van Halen and was Eddie Van Halen. Her first husband was Edward Van Halen, and then she remarried after divorce to this other person.
Seems awfully soon.
Well, she remarried Eddie Van Halen. She divorced Eddie Van Halen in like 2007.
Oh, okay.
And then married this guy.
Well, that's so, okay then.
Yeah.
2010, I think, 3 years later.
Yes. But remained very close with Mr. Edward Van Halen. I believe was in the room with him in the hospital when he passed.
That's an amazing experience. Good for her.
But so we got those things to talk about. But Cal has promised us a case or no case that deals perhaps with a law enforcement stop. Which might be in my wheelhouse. I don't know.
And now it's time to play Case or No Case.
We're going
to
find out right now, Mr. Kunin, my good friend. And that is, it's all about this. Wait.
Hold on.
Well, I'll say that you have an unfair advantage on this one.
Well, I had to get my conch sheet up, you know, because I write these. I had to dig this one up. And Angelo Romero was just driving along, smoking a blunt, listening to some music. Then the red and blue lights lit up in his rear window, and he pulled over.
Guilty.
And
Garrett Penny will not sit on any of my juries.
Thank you. The officer said, sir, would you get out of the car? Romero said, no, I won't. He just sat back there with his hands at the 10 and 2 positions and complied with all the other officers' instructions. Didn't move his hands without telling the officer he was going to. He told the cop, I am carrying a firearm. Here's where it is. And I have a license for it, even though he really didn't. People lie, you know. But the point is, he asked if they would like to secure the gun for the duration of the traffic stop. And he turned on his GoPro camera so he could record the stop, kindly reminding the officer that that was within his legal rights to do so. That was all fine, but the smell called the officer to call in the druggie dog. And that was a red flag, too. Between that and the weapon admission, that was a red flag. So the dog sniffs around and goes, I smell marijuana. That's what the dog actually said. They're pretty smart, these dogs. Anyway, so he was arrested then for possession of the weed and the unlicensed weapon. Reminder, don't lie about a gun. They always check. Romero went to court and protested that the search was illegal because the officer had no probable cause prior to the gun thing. And the officer disagreed. And the battle was on in criminal court. This is a real, if this were a real case, what would be the outcome, Mr. Kunin? I guess I'm going to go with you, Garrett, because it's your turn. So, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess my first question is, why was he pulled over again?
Well, the officers thought he saw some smoke coming out of the car, thought that was suspicious, and pulled him over thinking he may have some burning, either the car was on fire or there was a big vape machine or a lot of weed inside, one or the other.
So, okay. Yeah. I would say that's probably enough for the traffic stop. And then, you know, once he smells marijuana, I think that's enough to investigate further. So I think the driver loses.
Okay, fair enough. Todd, what do you think about this? I mean, this is one of those things. Yeah.
So slap me around here. I need to make sure I understand this. He's pulled over.
Yeah.
Do we know what state this was?
Tennessee.
Pulled over in Tennessee. Okay.
Fruit Ridge, Tennessee.
So he's pulled over in Tennessee. Not only does marijuana, you know, you have it's got a very distinctive smell, and you can smell it from quite a ways. And right. So if the officer smelled that and pulled him over, it was interesting. When I was in the state of Tennessee back in 2006, a prosecutor out there, it was amazing. I came from California where, Health and Safety Code 11357, possession of a small amount of marijuana resulted in, it was maybe a misdemeanor, maybe a fine, maybe even charged as an infraction. It's not even an issue. Go to Tennessee, the exact same amounts of marijuana was still felony in Tennessee.
Yikes.
So it's just the difference between the states. So I think that there's no problem with the stop if that's why he was pulled over. Now, you said that he didn't get out of the car at the request of the officer.
Correct.
And what did the officer do in response to the gun?
The officer said, well, I'm going to call the drug dog. Oh, the gun. He said, between that and my smell, I'm going to ask to search the vehicle, and I'm going to get the drug dog over here and have him see if he alerts. If he does, we're going to search your car.
Okay. Because of the smell of marijuana, I think that they can bring the drug dog, because it's otherwise, if there was no indication that there was any other violation of the law other than a traffic stop or something like that, then the concern would be prolonged detention. Look, it's going to take a long time to get that drug dog over here. What was the reason for your stop? But because he smelled the marijuana, I think that they could get the drug dog out there. Long and short of it is, I think the guy loses. He doesn't have any reason. Remember, they don't need probable cause to detain. They only need reasonable suspicion. Probable cause is for arrest.
Did he behave correctly in saying, I'm just going to leave my hands on the wheel and not respond to any of your commands?
I think the officers are allowed to ask him for officer safety to get out of the vehicle. He didn't comply with that. But the question is whether the officers ultimately forced him out of the vehicle. If they did tell him to get out, I think they're within their rights to do that for officer safety.
Okay, fair enough. So you're saying case or no case?
I say it's a case, and driver loses.
I say in 10 seconds, we'll be about 10 seconds and 4 minutes and 10 seconds, we'll be back and have the answer on Radio Law Talk. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. The commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
Is a live copyrighted presentation. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time now for RadioLawTalk.com with your host, Frederick Penny, attorney at law. And now, Radio Law Talk.
Are you having a difficult time getting in and out of your old bathtub? Here's a new, affordable idea to consider. When you bought your home years ago, you had a traditional bathtub, and you put a shower curtain in it, and it lasted for years. But now, maybe you or your mom is having difficulty getting in and out of a high-step tub. For some people, that can be an accident waiting to happen. If you or one of your parents is in this situation, and you don't want to spend thousands and thousands of dollars, call Steve at Senior Safety Pro Tub to Shower today. They can help you convert any old bathtub into a walk-in shower, in some cases under $2,000, in about a week. It's simple, beautiful, and priced just right. Call Steve right now for your free consultation. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549. You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get 2 bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-711-9218. 800-711-9218. That's 800-711-9218.
I'm going to Quick Quack Car Wash. Get my car washed, make it quick, quack, pretty, shiny, sexy, just because I want to. Don't drive dirty. Going to get my car suds in the Quick Quack Car Wash. It's the Quick Quack, quickest and the cleanest by far. We're talking pretty skinny minutes sitting right in your car wash. 100 feet of floor, washing your car at the Quick Quack Car Wash. Any Honda, Mazda, Ford, or Chevy, Saab, or Cadillac, Quick Quack will spruce her up just like that. You'll be happy looking snappy. You'll be glad you was asked the Quick Quack Car Wash. It on the web and go to don'tdrivedirty.com and see where you got your closest Quick Quack in the local area. Get in your car, get in your truck, get on the road, come visit the duck at the
Quick Quack Car Wash, where your car will always leave happy, guaranteed. They take pride in being clean and green by conserving and recycling the water they use only at the
Quick Quack Car Wash. Quick Quack.
If your loved one has passed away due to COVID-19, pay close attention to this message. You could be entitled to a death benefit of over $300,000. The U.S. government has set up a fund to pay families relief if they've lost a loved one due to COVID-19. We know this is a hard time for you, and this fund has been set up by the federal government to help ease your pain. The compensation includes a death benefit and lost wages benefit. Time is limited, so we urge you to make a free phone call right now. There's no cost to you for this claim. All legal fees are only covered once you receive your money. So if you've lost a loved one due to COVID-19, call the legal helpline right now to find out if you qualify for a cash award. Here's our number. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. 800-918-7092. That's 800-918-7092. Paid for by the IPG Law Group.
If you're one of those independent people who wants your own business and you love food service, we just might have a great opportunity for you. Iceberg Drive-Ins. Iceberg is famous for its thick shakes and delicious food. We lend you our supply chain and expertise, and you can potentially have a thriving, successful, fun business that your customers will love. Iceberg Drive-Ins has some prime areas available right now, so if you're interested, get in touch with us right away. Go to icebergdrivein.com and click on the Contact Us button. Iceberg Drive-In. Ready to grow.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Is this real life?
I like the Amargosa Valley.
You're listening to Radio Law Talk. And now back to the show.
So when we went to the break, Cal, now
He's tired of us.
The issue here was, dude gets stopped. The officer suspects it might be marijuana for the stop based upon the smoke coming out. And I opined that, well, where there's smoke, there's smell, especially with that particular substance. And then and then the drug sniffing, the drug sniffing dog was called out.
He got red eyes and wanted to listen to Grateful Dead music right away. So
which, truth be told, was also Old Yeller's brother turned to a life of drug sniffing after Old Yeller died. You know, it's a tough life, but I'll do it. You know, woof. And yo, what up, dog? And so, so the question here was, essentially, does the driver of the vehicle have a valid way to defeat all of this based upon some sort of violation of constitutional principles?
Right. Okay. Fourth Amendment.
Right. Fourth Amendment. Yeah. And I said that I thought that this is a case and that he has no shot. That he will lose. And Garrett, what did you say?
Yeah, we got two lines in. I said guilty and then no case.
Yeah. He said no case.
He said no case.
No case.
Yeah. Well, Garrett.
Well, I could say, well, no, I said he didn't win on the Fourth Amendment issue. I didn't opine on the case, and I say...
Well, if he didn't win, that's saying there was a case. Yeah. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, the guy got pulled over by a traffic cop. He's going to court one way or the other, right?
Yeah. I'll say it's a case, but he loses.
I'm trying to help you out.
So Garrett and I have the same answer.
Right. And here's the reply.
Yes.
Mr. Romero had seen a bunch of YouTube videos, and he thought he had it all scoped out on how to properly act in case he found an aggressive officer. You know, so he recorded the whole thing. He kept his hands right up here and did what the officer said. Problem is, and you know this, Todd, being a prosecutor and a defense attorney, he lied to the officer about the gun and about the marijuana. And that motivated the officer to get the drug dog out there and say, look, if you just tell me the truth, man, you got pot? No, man. Right. I mean, you know, he's lying. So the officer says, okay, I have an option here. I can go after this guy, or I can give him a break. You lie to me, I'm not going to give you a break. So Romero paid the price for that, a $2,500 fine and 6 weeks in the Fruit Ridge County, Tennessee jail. So case and the officers win, and that is not certainly not an unpredictable result, and that is... Conk. Case... Or no case.
So you know what this means.
It means don't watch YouTube videos to learn how to do things and don't lie.
Oh, boy.
Or TikTok videos, Todd.
TikTok, yeah.
Exactly. You know, and here's the thing. We always give the disclaimers in the show here. Don't rely on Radio Law Talk. We're not giving legal advice. We're not doing any of that. For the same, I guess if I, and the only legal advice that I do give is if you have an issue specific to you, hire an attorney. Well, I'll give you another piece of legal advice.
Yeah.
For the same reasons you don't rely on us here, don't watch TikTok or YouTube and think you're getting sound legal advice from folks that allows you to go and essentially egg on the cops and how you're going to get out of this or get out of that. Most of the things that occur when it comes to what the officers can't do, whether or not there's a Fourth Amendment violation, none of those are ever going to defeat an arrest. That's the thing they don't tell you in any of those videos. If you are correct on your interpretation of the law as an individual and you believe that the officer has violated your Fourth Amendment rights, those aren't things that you can argue to the cop and essentially have the cop back down to prevent you from being arrested. No, you're going to be arrested. Those things are things that you can maybe arm your attorney with to challenge the stop, to suppress the evidence, but... You act like that, you're going to go to jail.
And there's another important thing, and again, this is certainly not legal advice because I am the closest I am to being a lawyer sitting next to Todd and Garrett right now, and that is this. Don't lie to the cops. Cop, if you got something going on, just tell them the truth. Pass the attitude test because it makes the officer look at you in a much more kind light if they believe you're being honest and your actions prove that. As a TV news guy, I've been on enough traffic stops to know you can either pass or fail the attitude test, and what happens after that can largely depend, depending on the severity of the allegation, can largely depend on that.
Yeah. The only thing I would say to that is, you know, obviously, Don't lie to the cops. They will find out, and it's going to look bad for you, because if you lie to the cops on a little thing, then anything else you testify to, you say, when you testify in front of a judge or a jury, they're, well, you only did lie to us about this, and they'll use that to discredit you left and right. But, yeah, so don't lie. Or There is this one amendment to the Constitution. I'm trying to think of what it is. I think it's after the Fourth, but before the Sixth. It's called the Fifth Amendment. And it's a right to remain silent.
Shut your yap.
Maybe not the ability to, but it's a right.
That's Ron White, the comedian. Yeah. Officer, I understand I have the right to remain silent. I just lack the ability. You know. So, and the interesting thing about the right to remain silent is that... there was a case, I keep forgetting the name of it, but it always comes up. It's from the late 50s, early 60s. And the question here was, law enforcement officers will often say, well, you know, if you haven't done anything wrong, why don't you talk to us? If you're innocent, then you should have no problem talking to us. And this case points out that, look, the Fifth Amendment right isn't there necessarily. It's to protect all people, but not just guilty people. It's there to protect innocent people, because the average person might not understand the questioning tactics of officers. And remember, the admonition doesn't say, this is me speaking, the admonition doesn't say anything you say that is incriminating can be used against you in a court of law. The admonition is anything you say can be used against you in a court of law. So you have the right. You know, it's far better than lying, right?
Well, and police officers, correct me if I'm wrong, Todd, legally, they can lie to you, make things up to try to get you to say something, right?
If you go back to the case or no case, from the first hour, I referenced that. I said, Cal, he doesn't want to use the word lie. He will use the word ruse, because that's what law enforcement officers typically say. You'll ask him on the stand as a defense attorney, did you lie to my client when you talked to him? And they'll say, well, I employed a ruse, because sometimes that is necessary in order to get people to say things that actually lead to facts in the crime. And they'll say, we employed a ruse.
Yep.
Yes. It doesn't work when you talk with your spouse. You lied to me. I employed a ruse.
And by the way, those officers, most of them are pretty crafty at how to get answers from you that you may or not necessarily want to give out. And that's okay. That's their job. We want them to do their job and do it effectively. Just want your rights to be protected. That's the thing.
Now, the Ten Commandments, thou shalt not lie. But, Lord, it didn't say employing a ruse.
Fair enough. That's me and Radio Law Talk, Todd.
Yes.
That is Radio Law Talk, case or no case for this hour. More Radio Law Talk is coming up, and that will be just right after this.
Commercials and other announcements aired on Radio Law Talk contain the opinions of the sponsor. The airing of said announcements on Radio Law Talk does not constitute an endorsement. The announcements may contain claims that are not intended to treat, diagnose, or cure any disease.
These claims have not been evaluated by the FDA.
I've got to get my car washed. This dirt is just won't do.
The best thing about Quick Quack Car Wash is whenever you go through, the smell in your car is always great, and they have super fun lights and colors.
But I don't have no time today. I don't know what I do.
Your car smells good and it's clean at Quick Quack Car Wash.
And I know this place right down the road.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Quick Quack Car Wash.
Get the Quick Quack confidence.
Hop inside, let's take a ride and watch these cats shine.
Get the Quick Quack habit. Take a car once a week.
Just come and see. I guarantee your ride will steal the show.
I like Quick Quack because of the mascot, Quackles.
So we sell unlimited membership for per vehicle. You can add a family plan and add an additional vehicle at a discounted rate.
Don't drive that dirty car. Quick Quack Car Wash. They'll have you looking sharp. Come on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. 800-670-0940. That's 800-670-0940.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Firefighters in Philadelphia mourning the loss of one of their own.
Deputy Fire Commissioner Craig Murphy says the fallen firefighter was a 27-year veteran of the department.
This was just a catastrophic accident that really hurt our department, and I know this member well, and hurt the fire service as a whole.
The blaze broke out early Saturday morning at a three-story building that housed a pizza shop and apartments. The fire was put out nearly 90 minutes after the call went out. Four firefighters and an inspector with the city's Department of Licenses and Inspections were trapped at the time of the building collapse. Two firefighters and the inspector have since been released from the hospital. One firefighter remains hospitalized. The firefighter who died was pronounced at the scene. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If you pay my fee, I'll take your cake. Oh, that stone.
Now it's time for more Radio Law Talk.
Well, 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 Valerie Burton. Now we finished case or no case, right? We did.
Yeah, we're done.
Okay. By the way, I was just going to say that I am three for 6 points today on case or no case. So we'll have to remember to tell Fred and Denise about that next week.
I'm sure they'll be thrilled.
Oh yes, yes, because I am almost to the winning point. What I was going to ask is who gets Garrett's points?
I say he's playing for both Fred and Denise.
So. Well, good heavens.
I almost sandbagged just to help you with your points.
But you got them all right, too, didn't you?
I think I missed the first one, so I think I'm two.
Okay, so he's 4 out of 6 for points.
You're 6 out of 6, he's 4 out of 6.
Okay, right. So yeah. Essentially I've only gained 2 points.
Now, but that's better than none.
I don't feel so happy, but it's better than a poke in the eye with a hot stick.
Yeah.
So.
How would we know that?
I'm sure there's a test group out there. I'm just hoping that somebody's in the placebo group.
Must be a reference somewhere, yes. Right?
Valerie Bertinelli. Well, so there's a rumor. There is a rumor. I don't know if it's true. That's why they call them rumors. But on the back of the Van Halen Women and Children First album, there's everybody there, and Eddie Van, supposed to be like post-concert, and Eddie's got his modified Gibson Explorers, actually an Ibanez Destroyer, sitting there, and he's pointing to the camera, and the rumor is that Valerie Bertinelli had gone to the concert, this back when she was still on One Day at a Time, and she had gone to the concert, and Eddie's pointing, and the picture was taken at the time that he said, "Hey, you're Valerie Bertinelli." He recognized her. You know, I don't know if that's true or not. I do know that about that same time is when he met Valerie Bertinelli, and they had a whirlwind romance. They got married. She was with him through all of the 80s. some in the David Lee Roth camp believe she was the Yoko Ono of Van Halen and may have contributed to the breakup. But and then in the 90s, I think it was 1993, Eddie Van Halen and Valerie Bertinelli welcomed the birth of their son Wolfgang, an accomplished artist in his own right. What a gig if you're Wolfgang Van Halen, a sophomore in high school, and you're tabbed to replace Michael Anthony, and you tour with Van Halen for the next 10 years. You know, my son is a sophomore in high school, not touring with Van Halen. I'm going to go home and ask him to get his act together. Come on, what's wrong with you?
Get your flying V out, dude. You've got work to do.
Dude, yeah, come on. At which point he would say, well, you're no Eddie Van Halen. Where's the big band you're going to bring me to tour with? So maybe I won't say anything.
Todd and the Argonauts.
Well, that could be. We could have a whole five people showing up. That's the sum
You'd
total.
Be lucky.
Sum total of all the fans in the Walmart parking lot tour. Anyway, Eddie and Valerie end up splitting up in the 2000s. Valerie remarried an individual named Tom Vitale. And I think they married in 2010, something like that, and were separated, officially separated in 2019. The separation occurred very close in time to reports of Edward Van Halen's declining health. He was rumored to be undergoing cancer treatments and things like that. And tragically, Eddie Van Halen passed away in October of 2020. And she was by his side, and she is been public and very, despite the divorce, still referred to Eddie Van Halen as the love of her life, and she would see him in the next life, and they would be together and all that. And I always wondered, boy, what the effect of those statements had on her current husband, you know?
Yeah.
Almost as if he'd say, you know, I'm right here.
So, you mean the like of her life?
Yes. You
you're
know.
The like of my life. He's the love, but you're the
you're
like.
The like. You're the friend zone. So. And, anyway, they separated, and now they are going through the dissolution of marriage proceedings, citing irreconcilable differences, and Mr. Vitale is seeking spousal support.
Good call.
Shock.
And, you know, I get it. I mean, you look at it, and he's probably got money in his own right, but certainly for 10 years when he was married to her, there was a standard of living that he enjoyed living with her, and or being with her, married and stuff, and now he's probably saying, until I can get back on my feet... Because I believe it would have also been a long term.
Now, what does he do? What does he does? How does he support himself? Himself? Do we know?
Apparently, his occupation was the husband of Valerie Bertinelli.
Works for me.
and here's the thing: for spousal support, when you ask what is it that he does, you know, spousal support originally was designed to stopgap measure to help somebody till they can get themselves to a position where they get. So I don't know what he did, but he's claiming that. In his advanced age, he looks like he's in his 60s.
He's a financial planner. So
a financial planner.
How fitting.
A financial planner that didn't foresee the downturn in his marriage and stock money. I don't know, but he's asking for it. We'll monitor this to see if he gets it. I really wish Denise was here because there's analyzing spousal support and all of these things in the context of us people that aren't multimillionaires and how that is. But it's a slightly different ball game. When you have people with the increase in the number of zeros at the end of their...
And he wasn't a prescient financial planner. He was just a financial planner.
Yes, yes. What's your financial plan? I'm planning on getting as much money as I can. In that regard, I'm a financial planner, too. So,
yep.
Michael Avenatti. Okay. You can't spell Avenatti without the word naughty. And he certainly has been. And... recently, he has indicated that he, well, the story that I got was he has indicated that he will plead, and the estimated date of the plea was last Thursday, and I believe I've read that he did plead to counts involving and admitting that he had taken money from his clients. Say it isn't so. What was it, to the tune of, what, $10 million?
Yeah, and what I thought was interesting, and it's settlement funds from five of his clients. So that means within five clients, they were getting more than the $10 million. That means he was probably making good money on his own right without having to steal the additional $10
million. Yeah, I mean, you just do the, oh, how the mighty have fallen in the sense that, look, he was the darling of the media back around 2016, 2017, just after the election that Trump won. And he was championing the rights of people that were coming out against him, Stormy Daniels, who... was another person that he has now been found guilty of taking money from. But he was on all of the programs. CNN had him on. He was like a regular on CNN making the appearances about how he was going to take on Trump. And then he said he was going to run for president. And, you know, the thing is when you hold yourself out there like that and are a public figure, we better make sure you got no skeletons in that closet, right?
You know, Garrett, maybe this is one of those cases where celebrity clients was not a great thing for him. He just couldn't handle a celebrity. Obviously, he got caught up in it himself. But CBS reported that Michael Avenatti pleaded guilty to 4 counts of wire fraud and a tax-related charge in Southern California in the cheating his client scandal at a million. So, yeah, he did enter that plea.
Yeah.
Wow.
Garrett, question for you, Garrett. When you were in law school, I went to law school down in San Diego, so there might have been more because it was the proximity to L.A. But did you have a lot of people saying, I want to go to and be an entertainment lawyer or a sports agent?
No, we had a few of those. But one thing you learn in law school is the big no-no is never take clients' money because you will not be an attorney after that. I mean, you can do any other bad act, you know, for the bar, but taking their money, that's a big no-no.
Yeah, that is the client trust account is sacrosanct, and you don't touch it.
Yeah.
When I was in law school, we had a lot of people, and it might have been the proximity of the school to L.A., a lot of people wanted to be either environmental lawyers or they wanted to be entertainment lawyers, sports agents, and things like that. And I remember the professor saying, well, okay, let's take the environmental lawyers. Why do you want to be an environmental lawyer? Well, because I love the environment, and I want to save cows, and I think it's morally wrong to cut your grass or whatever.
Right, and happy right, and right, an elephant.
Right. Yes, and the elephant, which we'll get to. And the professor said, you realize that probably 90% of the people that study up on environmental law end up going to work for oil companies to find loopholes in the law so they can drill and do all the things that you, oh, really?
What?
You know, how would you feel about being on call 24/7 every time somebody had a problem and you had to step in and fix it? Well, I don't want to do that. Yeah, then you don't want to be a celebrity agent or a sports agent.
Yep.
Okay? And people just don't think about that. But, you know, that's what Avenatti did, and oh, how he has fallen. So,
to his credit,
yes,
when he said, I'm going to enter the plea, he said, I'm a bad guy. I'll probably never get my family back. I'll probably never get my reputation back. I'm sorry. I mean, he really did. Whether he meant it or not, I don't know. But he did say what I thought were the right things.
And you know, the thing about that is, even in those statements, it's all about him. I didn't hear one time where he said, I feel bad for the person who doesn't have their money because I took it and I used it.
That's a great point.
It was all about him and his family and everything.
Me, yeah.
Nothing sorry, Stormy, that I took all your money, but don't worry, you'll find a way to make it up.
You'll
I'm
never
certain.
Get it back. Yeah.
All right, when we come back, it'll be our final segment of this 3-hour radio law talk. Again, it's not a 45-minute break. It's a break at the 45-minute mark.
What an extravaganza this has been. And there's more radio law talk coming up here in just a little bit. Garrett, get your ready, your final thoughts here as we have our speed thought thing at the end of the show here. So I'm sure we'll be all prepared for that. So stay tuned. There's more radio law talk right here.
Radio Law Talk is available 9 to noon Pacific every Saturday, live on RadioLawTalk.com and on many radio stations. All advertising for legal services on Radio Law Talk is strictly for the state or states in which the advertiser is licensed. For more information, go to RadioLawTalk.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you. Buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits. at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
I need help with my taxes. Where can I find free tax help?
If you make $54,000 a year or less, you can participate in the IRS Volunteer Income Tax Assistance, VITA, or the Tax Counseling for the Elderly, TCE, programs. IRS-certified volunteers provide free basic tax prep for low to moderate income taxpayers. The TCE program is specifically for taxpayers age 60 and older. Go to IRS.gov and enter free tax prep in the search box to find a VITA or TCE site near you.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Team.
This is no fun.
It's time for more Radio Law Talk with Denise Dirks, Todd Kunin, and your host, Frederick Penny.
Frederick Penny. Frederick Penny.
Well, only one of those three is here. I'm Todd Kunin filling in for Fred. He's on assignment. Denise is on assignment. Look, I've been talking about this all 3 hours, and here we are, the last segment on Radio Law Talk, and you know, for the longest time, as a child growing up, I remember going to the zoo and remember watching the circus, and I could never tell the difference between the circus trainers and one particular animal. I don't know. The elephants always seemed to throw me. Maybe it was they don't have opposable thumbs, but that wasn't the giveaway. I could never tell the difference between a person and an elephant. I watched the movie Dumbo. I was dumbfounded the whole time. What is this about? They all look like people to me because I just couldn't tell the difference between a person and an elephant. But I no longer have that difficulty. I no longer have that impairment.
So what happened, Todd? What was your epiphany?
You know, and I have to thank the legal world. I have to thank the highest court in the state of New York, who has just ruled that an elephant is not a person. Yes, you
what?
Heard it here. An elephant is not a person.
Well, it took the highest court to figure that out, too.
I know. I saw the ruling. I went back and watched Dumbo. It made sense. I was finally, at the age of 54, I get it. If only I had had this legal acumen earlier in my life.
Stunning. Stunning. What was the core of the case?
So there was a group. And what was the name of the group? It was NHRP, which is a group that looks to champion the rights of animals. And they were arguing that Happy, the female elephant, despite her name, was not happy living in the Bronx Zoo.
Well, that's sad.
And you know, she has a friend that's also at the zoo, another elephant, but, you know, they're both female. They don't let them in the same enclosure because, you know, they will talk to each other and touch trunks between the fence because they have their own space. But, you know, Happy just didn't seem happy, and this group fought filing a writ of habeas corpus, if you will, trying to get this elephant the freedom and to get the freedom and rights that they believe she enjoyed as a person. They wanted her moved to a sanctuary. And finally,
that's a wrong movie. That's like the Notre Dame movie, isn't it? Sanctuary.
Oh, that could be
Hunchback.
Yeah, Hunchback. Yes.
and so they tried and tried, but the highest court in the state of New York said finally came in and said, you know, enough is enough. An elephant is not a person. Is not a person entitled to the
human rights.
Human rights, the protections of habeas corpus.
Well, it's just like that. What's that other case a couple years back? The monkey case, where it took a picture. The copyright. Can that monkey have the copyright?
I know. I got to thinking about this, and in my opinion, there was a certain. How do I put this? Inconsistency in the argument on the part of the plaintiff.
A flaw, you could say.
Well, the inconsistency here is, well, if the elephant has rights like a human and needs to be free, and you want to put the elephant in a sanctuary and not the Bronx Zoo, aren't you putting that elephant in another enclosure, maybe bigger, but still an enclosure? If the elephant and the animals have rights like human beings, open the door and let them walk around.
Yeah, let them go up to a lawyer's office himself with a pen, sign the document, filing the case, and then now we got something.
You know, I'm look, if they're a person, have the elephant come into court and make their own claim.
That's what I'm saying.
Now, I don't know if you can get a court report. Reporter to, as they're taking this, I don't know how they're going to transcribe the sound, but they can work at it.
Maybe the keys are too small on that little machine they use.
I don't know.
And I also noticed one of their arguments was there's no interaction with other elephants. Well, if they're human, they see their trainers every day for hours. They see the vets every day. Well, that's human interaction. They are interacting with like kind, right?
Precisely. If they're persons, it doesn't matter if they interact with elephants. They're interacting with people. Now, mind you, it's not like the elephant was making this argument so she could swim on the girls' swim team at Penn, but still.
But we don't know that.
But we don't know. But yes, it's been clarified.
An elephant is not a human being.
It's not a human being. The lack of opposable thumbs was not the dead giveaway. Hmm. Okay. The pinnacle in evolution that separates primates and humans from everybody else. Boy, opposable thumbs. Who knew that was so necessary in holding a weapon to give somebody dominance?
It's kind of a big deal, actually.
You know, they do have the trunk. But it's just not quite the same.
No.
So there you go. Elephants are not humans.
Well,
they're not persons.
In this country, apparently other countries, corporations, bodies of water, and other animals have been given human rights.
Well, they
are persons.
That is true.
Bodies of water, they're persons.
A body of water has been given a right as a person?
I don't know how that works.
Well, that is a... See, that's a very... that's a very attenuated way to harken back to the theory of evolution, which is that our evolutionary ancestors sprung from the primordial soup, which I guess would make the primordial soup a person. Okay. I don't even like soup. So there you go.
To say nothing of primordial unless it's got mushrooms in it.
Yes, I like postmordial. Yikes. So Happy the Elephant's going to stay in the Bronx Zoo, at which point, interviewed later, Happy the Elephant said, whew, thank heaven.
That was a close one.
Those people were crazy.
I almost had to forage for food.
Oh, good heavens. I mean, the elephant is almost as old as I am. She's in her 50s.
Wow.
And it's like, what foraging skills does she have? She finally gets to the sanctuary, and the elephant says, All right, who's bringing me my food every day? Can I get the manicure? Because I'm entitled to it.
I like my own room.
But no kids throwing me peanuts all day? Yes. I have to forage for myself?
This is just wrong, people. Let me tell you about a good life, or better life.
It reminds me of the activists that saved the seals and you know, wanted to do all this. Look, I'm all for that. And they finally go and they release the seal pups into the ocean. About 30 seconds later, some orca comes along.
Yeah, okay. Eats them all for lunch.
Yeah, thanks for the shish kebab. All right, great. Oh, my gosh.
What's your next feeding time, by the way?
Yeah. Wow, they were clean, tasty. All scruffy stuff was gone.
They weren't very gamey. They were...
Yeah,
that didn't taste gamey. That was a good one, girl.
Enough with the sick and the wounded. I want something in its prime. Amazon. You know, Amazon's always in the news, doesn't it seem like? You know, if Amazon sells stuff and they sell items that have maybe toxic chemicals in them.
No.
Well.
What about toxic chemical labels, Todd?
Well, I think that there's a lawsuit now that is saying that, of course, it can go forward, that Amazon can be sued for having chemicals that have toxins in them that should have warning labels. The argument from Amazon was, yeah, we're the forum that people can put their own products up for, say, kind of like a Craigslist or something like that. But right. I think the court ruled in this particular case, you're a little more than that. Because you're not only allowing the forum for these things to be sold, but you're also the one in several instances that's packaging and shipping and sending it out.
And drops it in a drone in somebody's front yard. Think of that.
Exactly. So you have gone beyond the, I'm just providing a forum. Now, the issue here, though, is if this goes through, what is the net effect of this going to be on other retailers, and what sort of liability will they have? How far is this going to go out? What do you think?
Because, well, you know, every retailer has somebody make the stuff they sell. That's a pretty lame excuse on the part of Amazon, wasn't it, do you think?
Could be.
But it's a simple solution. They're just going to have to put labels on every website, you know, every product that, you know, it's the California Prop 65. You see it on every single door in California that, hey, you can't come in here. I think you have to put it on if you got Windex in the building. So it's going to be most products are going to have this label, you know, may cause cancer and damage.
All right. So we're coming to the end. We got quick takes. You got a quick take, Garrett? You got something just really quickly to rattle off, something that we've covered?
All right, here we go. Here's Garrett Penny and... Quick
and,
takes. Go there.
I'm getting tired of Johnny.
Yes, that's a quick shake. Quick shake. A quick take shared by many. My quick take is actually going to be on the Prop 65 warnings. I think I have to put one on my son's bedroom door.
You mean not to keep people in, but to keep people... Yeah,
I just... Or, things in this room may be hazardous to your health. He probably generated themselves after eating Chipotle. That'll do it for us here on Radio Law Talk. Thanks for joining us. And we'll be back next week, next Saturday. Saturday, 9 a.m.
You have been listening to RadioLawTalk.com, a copyrighted presentation of Radio Law Talk, Incorporated.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.